Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing, eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to The Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is such a pleasure to have you with us today on Biz Talk Radio. And our first guest has, I think, has put together a brilliant way for all of us to look at each other. And the question becomes, what bird are you? Yes, you heard me. What bird are you? And the question is a way for us to really figure out how we can become the best in life. Merrick is with us today. And Merrick, welcome to the program. Merrick Rosenblatt, welcome to the program. It's such a pleasure to have you back again.
Yeah, it's great to be here again.
So tell us about this concept that you came up with.
Well, you know, we've got these four core personality styles, and people have been talking about personality, obviously, for a long time, but I found that people often just don't remember the styles. You know, that's kind of an alphabet soup of letters that people typically need to remember. So what I did is I linked them to four birds that are iconic. You know, when you think of an eagle, you think of someone who's confident and take charge and assertive. And when you think of a parrot, you think of somebody who's fun and talkative and social. And the dove immediately conjures in images of someone who is just compassionate and caring and helpful. And then, of course, the owl is logical and analytical. So the idea is to link the four core personality styles to four birds so that we can learn about ourselves and how we interact with others.
What if you're a combination of the birds?
So you really could be any combination. You could be an eagle and an owl, and they're both very task-oriented. So if you picture an eagle cares about results, whereas an owl cares about doing things right, if you have someone who's that eagle-owl combo, because nobody's just one, you are a combination of all of them, then you have somebody who's very efficient. They know what they want, and they know how they want it. And so we can combine any of the styles. You can be a parrot eagle, a dove owl. You can take any of the four birds and mix them together. And it gives you a sense of how you're likely to interact in the world.
How did you come up with all of this? Tell me the story behind your personality types, the story behind the takeflightlearning.com concept.
We had been using personality styles since 1994, so we're going into companies, we're teaching them about themselves and how they work with people and how you could be better leaders. And I had worked with about 30,000 people running DISC assessments and teaching them about their style. And the challenge was we kept going back a year or two later and people would say, oh, I loved that. It was so interesting because, you know, hey, if there's any topic that is ultimately fascinating. It's ourselves. So people were enjoying it, but we'd go back 2 years later and they just wouldn't remember the letters. They were like, wait, I'm the D. Which one's that again? And it's like, oh, you're killing me. You know, it's like we spent this time with you and you're not using it. And I just wanted to come up with something that was easy to remember. And the birds were just so visual that I co-authored a book called Taking Flight. And then my new recent book, The Chameleon, teaches the four birds in a new way that's fun, but it sticks.
So The Chameleon is the newest work. And you've been doing this for a lot of years. And why do you think you have such success with it?
You know, I think it's that it's sticky. You go into a company, and for so long people were learning about style, but it wasn't sticking. Now there's something different about, you know, if I were to say to you, okay, what is the eagle? You know, my guess is you can immediately say, oh, I can tell you what an eagle is like. I can picture it. But if I were to come back, you've gone through a full-day training program, and then I come back 6 months later and I say, all right, tell me about the DC combination. Well, you know, I just described the DC combination. It's the eagle-owl. But which one of those are you likely to remember? What a DC right. is or what an eagle-owl combo
Eagle-owl,
is. So
yeah,
I think
yeah,
it's just
yeah.
memorable.
Right, right. Now, We have all of these movies, and we love to identify with superheroes. We love that. That's, you know, I was just walking down the street with in back of a bunch of little kindergarten kids, and I can't tell you how many of them had the Spider-Man and the Batman t-shirt, and this one had that cape on, and this one had that. Every single one of them had, especially the boys, had those t-shirts and backpacks on, identifying with a superhero.
And powerful, right, because yeah. everybody loves that strength, right? And so many of them have that secret identity, right? They're like
right.
the normal, average, everyday person, but then they put on the cape and they get into the costume and all of a sudden they're somebody else, and that's very empowering for people.
Actually, one of the kids had on a hoodie that the hoodie went right over to his nose, and the eyes were just like Spider-Man's eyes, and he could see out of it. They make it.
That's great.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's like really being creative. So we love that. Tell us how it relates, though, as we get older.
Well, our style is absolutely, it's something that can change over time, right? I mean, it's we have our core personality. And it is fascinating because what we see is that as we get older, sometimes our style becomes more pronounced. Like, let's say you're that eagle style who's take charge. As you get older, you become even more assertive. If you're the dove who's just very compassionate and very caring, as we age, sometimes they may find themselves, you know, maybe once they're finished with corporate America, maybe they're volunteering for a local charity or a group that they can help. And so our style, it just plays out in everything we do, from the time we're little kids till the time that we're adults.
And when we go to see Wonder Woman, when we go to these movies, tell me how our style comes through.
Well, Wonder Woman is a fantastic example, because what many people do not know about Wonder Woman is that Wonder Woman was created by, his name was William Marston. So William Marston creates Wonder Woman, but he actually created the Wonder Woman character after he created the four disc styles. So we really have a superhero that is based on these four personality types coming from the same person. And in fact, Marston also created the lie detector, which just shows how Wonder Woman is the synthesis of his work, because he creates the four personality styles. He wants to create this character who embodies all four, right? As Diana Prince, she's this dove and the owl. She's the secretary, very demure, very quiet. But then she puts on the Wonder Woman outfit, and she's flashy like the parrot and take charge like the eagle. She actually symbolizes all four of the personality styles. And since William Marston also created the first working lie detector, he gave her one, which is kind of a funny tool to be carrying around with you if you think about it. Wonder Woman's carrying around the lasso of truth. But if you understand the whole story, she's an embodiment of William Marston's work, of not only his creation, the lie detector, also with all four styles. And he also was believed in the empowerment of women. And so it's just fascinating how she became this icon who symbolized really all four personality styles, just like Superman did. And you think about it, they're the two most popular characters. They embody all four styles.
Merrick, what style are you?
So my primary style is the parrot, and my secondary style is the eagle. So I'm in a world where, you know, I get to stand in front of groups and talk to people, and as a parrot, that's a lot of fun. And my eagle comes out as the entrepreneur running a company, but also wanting people to get results. So you can see our styles play out. It drives our careers. It certainly has driven my style or my career.
Yeah, yeah. I think that, first of all, we marvel at birds. I was just in Costa Rica, and I've never seen so many different colorful, exquisite birds. I mean, they are, oh my gosh, you didn't even know colors like that existed in nature. I mean, I was blown away by those birds.
Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful. And people are just drawn to the four styles because the birds are fun. You know, it's like years ago, nobody was going to put
I'm going to let you hold that thought. I'm going to let you hold that thought because we're keeping you for another segment. The new book, tell us about the websites to go to, please, the best websites.
Sure. You go to takeflightlearning.com to learn about the four styles, and also The Chameleon is available on Amazon.
Awesome. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. He's Merrick Rosenberg. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Biz Talk Radio. We'll be back.
Know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly one in three Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic aged garlic extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
My name is Jennifer, and I'm a health fanatic. I admit it. I read all the labels, eat organic food, and I'm very aware of what I put into my body. I practice holistic health, use alternative healing products, and never miss my daily dose of Willard Water. Willard Water is made with fossilized organics and contains nearly two dozen trace minerals that are essential to maintaining strong bones, heart health, and good energy. Simply adding a quarter capful of Willard Water to my tea makes a tremendous impact on my overall well-being. Willard Water is tasteless and odorless. Dr. Willard's patented catalyst helps our bodies better absorb the minerals and nutrients we need to maintain optimal health. If you care about your health, you'll try Willard Water today.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer. And we're talking today to the CEO of Take Flight. And Merrick Rosenberg is with us, and his organization has been selected by the Philadelphia Business Journal as one of the fastest growing companies and best places to work in Philly. It's congratulations on that honor. We're talking about something that's so fascinating because we all can relate to characters. We all can relate to all of those amazing birds, and we were just talking as we were going to break, and you were going to share a story with us, but birds are memorable, and everyone, we're all fascinated. You know, we're all fascinated that during all of these horrific hurricanes, many of the birds knew to go into the eye and follow the eye. We're all fascinated that birds survive horrific rainstorms. And it's really, and when you watch their patterns and when you watch what they do and how they work, it is really extraordinary.
Yeah, there's like an innate wisdom that they have. It's just it gets passed down to each successive generation. And that's, in a sense, what we're tapping into, is that these
right.
birds carry a wisdom. And just even looking at them, you know, you get a sense. And I'll give you an example. If I were to say to you, okay, this person is the owl, and you're the parrot, so you're fun, and you're enthusiastic, and you've got passion, and you've got energy, it's like I always say, look, you have to tap into that wisdom of the owl. If you're selling that owl, well, and you're a parrot, and you're big picture and high energy, and you walk into an owl and try to make that sale and say, you're going to love it, it's fantastic, you're not going to be successful. But to understand the wisdom of the owl is to know that, you know, you probably need to tone down the energy. You've got to provide a lot of details, provide a lot of information. Don't be too pushy. Provide data. And that's how you connect with the owl. So, you know, a lot of these birds, it's like you look at them and it's as if they have an energy that we're going to tap into.
Yes.
And once you can read that, you know how to bridge to them.
And they're so ancient.
Yeah,
they
have that wise energy. It's so easy too, right? It is. Like you look at an eagle. If you've ever like stood facing a bald eagle, like we have a
oh my
wild
god,
refuge.
It's so magnificent and majestic,
isn't it? You feel it,
yeah.
Like
you feel it.
You're standing in the presence of it.
Yeah,
yeah.
And
it's amazing.
Even in an owl. I mean, I still remember when I was younger when they brought the owls. You know, when we had owl time and owls came, and the way they turn their heads, I mean, to this day it's kind of like spooky. It's like, wow, their heads
right.
can do that. You know what I mean? It's
exactly.
Like, wow.
And they're taking, and you know, it's like, and you look at that, and it's like you can actually see them processing. It's as if they're like taking in the world around them. And it's you know, and that's what I wanted to tap into with the personalities, is to let people relate to the energy of these birds and just see them everywhere. You know, I always joke, it's like, you know, once you learn the four styles, you'll meet people, and within moments, my kids, when they were little kids, we used to go to a restaurant, and a waiter could take our drink order, and they'd be like, oh, he's a parrot, in like seconds. Like they just
all right, go through the four types all over again, please, so everybody listening can make notes. Go ahead.
So we've got the assertive, take-charge eagle. We've got this kind of, I'll relate it to people for you. Picture somebody like a Steve Jobs, have that eagle style. You know, this parrot is fun and it's social. And in the business world, you can picture somebody like a Richard Branson, you know, just fun and
yes,
filled with energy. You know, the dove is very soft-spoken, very harmonious. And I would actually say Howard Schultz from Starbucks is that dove style, like Princess Diana, compassionate, caring.
Yeah. Mother Teresa.
And the owl. Yeah, exactly. And an owl is very logical, analytical, like a Bill Gates. So it kind of shows you that, you know, any of these styles can be very successful, but they're going to be successful in a different way. And that's the power of tapping into your style.
Yeah. So everyone, are you all figuring out what the combinations are? Because many of us have all of them in us. We all have all of them in us. What's the prominent one? And so go ahead and you share with us what your prominent one is, the owl and the eagle.
No,
I'm the parrot.
Yeah, I'm the parrot and the eagle. So it's kind of that fun, social, talkative, but also results driven. You know, whereas like I think, you know, there's this fun thing where opposites attract, and we connect with people who are different than us, and we do that at home, but at work too, right? We need people who don't have
yes.
the exact same skill set that
right.
they complement us. And I was talking with my wife the other day. I'm the parrot eagle, and she's the owl dove. So we've got this exact opposite
style thing going
on. Oh,
yeah, wonderful. Yeah, you've got it all going on. I think I'm the parrot eagle.
The parrot eagle, right? And think about that, right? You're talking to people. This is your
yeah.
world. I mean, that makes sense, right? You know, for a lot of people, public speaking and getting out there in front of people, it's that number one fear. So to put yourself out there, right, most people would feel uncomfortable doing that. But to the parrot, who's very comfortable talking to people, and the eagle, who's very assertive, that's a great role. It's why we find
yes.
a lot of speakers, like keynote speakers who are out there, are often that parrot eagle style, or sales folks we see as that style.
Right,
too.
Right. I mean, you can just look at, you know exactly who they are. When you think about the four types, you can see, like Oprah would be a parrot eagle, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Oprah's a fantastic example, though, because she's definitely has that parrot, you know, you get a car and you get a car, right? That charisma. and of course, the eagle, right? I mean, the business, the Oprah's empire, right?
Right.
But, you know,
yeah,
think about
yeah.
it. But she also has the dove, because she's got yes. that compassion, and she'll
right.
cry with her guests, that empathy, right?
Right. Right.
The philanthropic work. And, you know, people who work with Oprah will tell you that there's no detail too small for Oprah. I mean, she needs to know everything about everything.
She really micromanages everything, yeah.
Yeah, so think about that. Think about someone who I would call the chameleon, who displays all four styles. You know, think about this. If you display all four styles, guess who you appeal to, right? You appeal to everyone. That's the power
right.
of what Oprah has created. She
right.
she can be any one of the four styles. Now imagine that in the business world as a leader. If you can be flexible and adaptable and display the right style at the right time, how incredible that is as a leader to connect
yes.
with your people.
Yes. This is really so key, because it forms something called likability. And if you want to be a company that's more likable, then this information could be really powerful, don't you think, Merrick?
Yeah, and think about the millennial generation, right? They want a leader who they connect
yeah,
with.
Yeah,
they
absolutely.
Want a leader who cares.
Oh, we
about
could
them.
Talk forever about this. This is so fascinating. That's why I love having you on. You have to come back, because we're just getting started and it's time to say goodbye. So give us the best website, and we're going to have you back again soon, I promise.
That That would be great. If you go to Take Flight Learning, you can learn all about the birds, and also the Take Flight Learning YouTube channel as well. You can watch a lot of videos about me talking about what the birds mean and how to apply them in your life, and the chameleon on Amazon.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Merrick. And we'll be back in a moment. I'm Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned. This is Biz Talk Radio, biztalkradio.com. Hey, like the Frankie Boyer Show, the Frankie Boyer Show on Facebook, and we'll be back in a moment. That was so fun, wasn't it?
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, Jay, did I miss out? Have the rates gone up? The answer is no. Rates are still low, and it's a perfect time to refinance your home, especially if your mortgage rate is higher than 4.25%. If you'd like to lower your interest rate and save thousands of dollars in interest without starting over on a new 30-year loan, a Quicken Loans Yorgage is what you're looking for. With our exclusive Yorgage, you can choose a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year Yorgage is 3.25%, APR 3.67%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 4th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370. 5370.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back, Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio. And we now are joined by Dr. Shelley Uram, who is a Harvard trained, did I say it right? Harvard trained, triple board certified psychiatrist. She's a senior fellow at the Meadows and is a distinguished fellow at the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry. And it goes, I mean, if we read all of your credentials, we would not have time to talk to you, but your new book is out. It's called Essential Living, A Guide to Having Happiness and Peace by Reclaiming Your Essential Self. And our topic today is so timely. It is so timely because how do we possibly stay sane in an insane world? That's the topic.
Yeah. You know, it's great that you're asking that question, because my only regret when I wrote that book, if I was publishing it right now, that would be the subtitle, Getting Sane in an Insane World. So that's really what the book is about. And that's, as you just said, that is so important, because the world is just going crazy now. So,
oh my gosh. Yeah. I mean, the division over standing or kneeling with the NFL. I mean, the absurdity of it all. If that isn't insane, I don't know what is.
Right, right. I agree. And what happens is that when things get so out of whack in so many areas, you know, of our lives in the world today, if you have one of two choices. If you continue to find your happiness and peace by trying to fit in with everything, you're going to suffer. You're going to be on a roller coaster ride. But if you turn more within and re-identify, you know, find the very core of who you are, which is solid as a rock, very peaceful, you know, very happy and resilient to all that stuff going on outside of us in this crazy world, it really boils down to those two choices now. You know, years ago, it didn't boil down to those two choices. You didn't have to make a decision. But now you really do. You bounce around by, you know, doing life like you do it right now, or you go ahead and you find another anchor instead of anchoring into, you know, getting other people's approval and all that and acceptance, and more to finding who you really are and aligning your life with that.
Right.
That's the only way you're really going to find sustained peace.
Absolutely.
And happiness.
Absolutely. And it's not easy to find your soul's purpose. It's not easy to find your authentic self. It really isn't. But I have to tell
you
that.
But you know, But can I say something about that? I'm sorry to interrupt
you. Sure.
I get so
No, please.
This topic. It's like, it's the only reason it's not easy is because it's not built into our culture. So when people start to go down the path, you know, very often when people are in life-threatening situations like natural disasters, car accidents, or they find out they have a very serious illness or a terminal illness, they very naturally turn their focus back in to identify the truth of who they really are and aligning with that. And it's not hard. What makes it challenging for the average person is that there's our culture doesn't even recognize that we all have essence. And that's it's challenging just because there's nothing out there telling us how to do it.
It's
really not
yeah.
hard.
That was my next thought was going to be that. So I'm glad you straightened us out about that, Doctor, because for me, I mean, that innocence of a child that just, you know, I used to love taking my friends' kids to the circus and when I was younger and just taking young people, because there is nothing more magnificent than sitting in an audience of theater with a young child, because the wonderment and the eyes open so bright, and there is something so, it's just so inspiring.
Yeah.
It really is.
Oh, and yeah, that's
we lose it.
Self. That's the core of who we all are.
Yeah,
and
we lose
it. We turn away from it. The way the human brain is wired, the more we get a sense of self, the more our survival brain kicks in. And the language of the survival brain areas are fight, flight, and freeze, which are powerful chemical, hormonal, and electrical reactions, and they yank our attention away from just being who we are, as you so beautifully describe, you know, with children that you've had contact with. It pulls us away from that, and we're operating in low grade survival mode.
That's
most
right.
of the time.
We're putting out the fires.
That is,
yes.
Would you say?
Would you say? We're putting out the fires every day.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to talk.
Recognize it.
I want to just ask you that.
Baseline.
Absolutely. How do we get back? Because, you know, after a while of putting out fires day in and day out, after the stresses of life, and then you never know, as you say, what's going to happen when you put on the television. For me, I've had to cut back on my news watching because I was the biggest news junkie in the world. I've had to cut back because I can't even take it anymore. I just can't. I just can't take it. So give us some advice.
One of the things I put in the book years ago, probably about 30 years ago, I stopped watching the daily news and, you know, like the news every day, reading the papers every day, because what I saw was it was hijacking me for my core self, because it's all – The way our news works is it's all survival-based stuff. It's all the horrible stuff. So they don't have headlines about, you know, Aunt Betty's pie wins the national apple pie contest. Or, you know, it's more about so-and-so blew up this person, flooding here, you know, bombs there, which further stimulates the survival brain to kick us into more and more and more fight, flight, freeze. And you know, the human brain... The ancient survival areas of the brain that kick in this fight, flight, freeze reactions, they were around way before our thinking brain had evolved. So they don't understand, those survival area brains don't understand the concept of space or time. So if you're watching on the news, you know, some horrible stuff going on somewhere, your survival area brains don't fully get it that it's not happening to you right now. So again, we're reinforced over and over and over to be in low grade fight, flight, freeze, which automatically preempts us from being in the state of our essential self, you know, our core self. So our essential self, like when you describe taking those children to different things, you know, that you were commenting on and noticing their state of being. Okay, so that's what children are. They are existing in their essential self. That's who they are. That as our survival brains kick in more and more and more, and we're in that low grade fight, flight, freeze all the time, we totally forget who we are. Most of the time, by the time we're in our late teens, early 20s, most of us have long forgotten who we are. And the most unfortunate part is that is where our power, our happiness, our sense of peace, that's where it lies. And it doesn't go away. It's always there. We've just really turned away from it. So when you were talking about the news, you know, just as a side point, I started to get in the habit of reading, you know, once a week, a couple of news magazines or papers, just, you know, so I wouldn't be I wouldn't sound like an idiot, you know, if I'm out in public and somebody says, oh, you know, look what happened in so-and-so place, and I'm not scratching my head going, oh, I didn't know about that. So, you know, at least, you know, I stay on top of that stuff about once a week or if there's some real disasters happening, like with the Florida stuff going on and everything, and, you know, then I watch it more often. But you really, you know, part of what you do is, you know, a part of what you do is you take responsibility for your path. You don't just let it come to you each day passively. You start to take some control over what you let in, what you don't let in, what's true for you, what's not true for you. And that's very different. Our culture just doesn't run that way.
Mm-hmm. You're right about
it. Not because anybody has anything against it. They just don't know about it. Our parents didn't know about it. Their parents didn't know about it. You know, it's not part of our culture.
So you write about an increased sense of well-being and inner stillness, and the book is just, it's beautifully done. It's called Essential Living. What's the best website, and how can people find out more about you and your extraordinary career, Doctor?
Well, for me, I'm really technically challenged. So my website, I have lots of articles that I've written on my website, but I don't have anything about the book on it. Just, you know, not because it's some kind of a high moral ground. Oh, I'm not selling things on my website. I just can't get it together technically to do it. So my website has lots of stuff, you know, articles that I've written, and that's shelleyuram.com, which is S-H-E-L-L-E-Y-U-R-A-M as in Mary. .com. So there's articles that I've
Thank
written on
Thank you
there.
So much, Doctor. We really appreciate your being with us today. Come back, and we'll be back in a moment. I'm Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, and this is Biz Talk Radio, biztalkradio.com. And, you know, I have to say that my next guest has won so many awards for his documentary. And besides that, he also, we share something, Greg. I don't know if you know this, but I actually broadcast my show live from our day a few years ago.
Oh, wow.
So, and our day is the
to your friends with Chip Cummins and Sally.
I am Chip and Sally, and so tell, first of all, it's such a pleasure to have you with us. And for those of you just joining us, Greg Reitman has this incredible new documentary. It's called Fuel, Rooted in Peace. Tell me a little bit about the, and tell everyone about the documentary.
Yeah, so the title of the film is called Rooted in Peace. My second film was called Fuel, which won the audience award at Sundance. Rooted in Peace is basically, it's a self-transformative journey asking the question about our violence and why we don't connect with nature. And it follows sort of a self-inquiry path toward enlightenment, where the filmmaker, myself, has the opportunity to meet different people along the way to sort of help him along his journey.
And tell me, what makes you so passionate about this?
Well, I think, you know, making documentaries is a long and arduous journey, so you really got to really enjoy your content and the message you're trying to tell. I think where my passion is fueled is I just have an underlying desire for living in a world that's filled with, you know, clean air and fresh water, and where planet and people are on the same plane. And when it's out of balance, it doesn't make me feel very good. It kind of now can be a little bit traumatic when you think about the hurricanes and the tornadoes and how it's sort of ripping through, you know, our country. And in the same way, the political violence of just the rhetoric between Donald J. Trump and North Korea just sort of keeps everybody on pins and needles. So, you know, when I was sort of discovering this content and really understanding, like, the roots of peace and what it is to be rooted in peace, you know, the underlying theme was, you know, my own sort of understanding of how to bring myself to peace. And I think a lot of people have that same question.
Yeah, I think so. The awards. Are you blown away by all of the awards?
No, I don't take awards for much. I think they're nice. They're nice. When I make a film, I don't do it for that pretense. I do it hopefully for the audience, actually. I think that actually means more for me than anything, in the sense of having people having a sort of a deep appreciation for the film and how it can help them in their journey. So for me, I think that's really, I would say, the best feeling that I get. And I've seen that, you know, that I've experienced that in many cities all over the country and all over the world. So that sort of fills up my cup.
And the screenings are happening right now all over the different parts of the country. I know that you're going to be in Vermont, Montpelier, and Michigan, and you're going to be right here in Gloucester at the Cape Ann in the Boston area on Monday, October 2nd.
Yeah, we've had an incredible run. It sort of came out of nowhere. I mean, it's very rare that you see a documentary that gets released in New York and L.A. have sort of a re-release where it sort of tailspin, and we ended up doing about 85 cities across America, in all the major metropolitan cities, New York, L.A., Chicago, Cambridge, Dallas, Minneapolis, San Francisco, Berkeley. And now we're continuing that tailspin where we're now getting into some of the more the suburban areas around the country. So we've had an incredible run in honoring the International Day of Peace, which is a UN-sanctioned day. And we're leading up to October 2nd, which will be Gandhi's birthday, and we'll be in another 20 more markets. Mm. So it's really a spectacular experience for people that haven't had the opportunity to experience the content, to view it in a cinematic way.
So tell us about the cast. It's pretty amazing.
So the cast begins with Deepak Chopra and has Donovan and David Lynch. It has Pete Seeger as well. It was the last interview before he passed. We also interview people like Ted Turner and Nobel Peace Laureate Reed McGuire. And a bunch of other luminaries, environmental thought leaders like Paul Hawken and William McDonough and Lester Brown, that you probably saw when you were in the days of at Our Day. You know, Lester Brown has been very active.
Oh, of course. And, of course, Desmond Tutu, the Nobel Prize laureate, yes.
Yeah, Archbishop Desmond Tutu is also in the film. And then there's also some of the doctors. We've interviewed Dr. Judy Kuransky, Dr. Gina Ross, Dr. Mark Hyman, Dr. Alejandro Unger, and there's even a small clip with Dr. Oz. And then there are other people like Ananda. I think there are about 40 luminaries in total that were interviewed, and I think there are about 8 or 9 that are on the front cover.
How wonderful. When you have a project like this, including Donovan, by the way, music legend, I mean, you know, just amazing. When you have this finished, accomplished, how do you even think about the next project? How do you outdo this one is what I'm saying.
I don't know. I was just talking about this morning as I'm having my organic coffee in Vermont with my friend Paul, and I just was just saying, I said, you know, I'm this project will continue. We're looking now at curriculum for high school and college and talking with some professors, one of them being at UMass Amherst, and I met with the provost of NYU and some others, and I met a couple of high school teachers that actually saw the film, that got really inspired, that have emailed me directly, that wanted to put the film in there. For me, I it's sort of like if a project sort of resonates with me, it's sort of like
Well, Greg, we are out of time. We're out of time, but give us the website, the best website to find out more about you and your amazing films.
Sure, it's www.rootedinpeace.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
www.rootedinpeace.com. No, thank you, Frankie. I really appreciate the time.
Oh, I appreciate all that you're doing, Greg, for all of us. Thank you so much on our behalf. And we will be back next time. Thanks for listening, everybody. This has been another edition of the Frankie Boyer Show for Biz Talk Radio. Make it a great day, and as always, smile.
the sky you'll get by if you smile.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,